You're listening to SBS News.
The Prime Minister insists his government will deliver the first budget surplus in 12 years, even as the economy continues to stagnate. The International Monetary Fund's World Economic Outlook predicts Australia to grow at 1.7% in 2019, down from a predicted 2.1%. But Scott Morrison says it's about staying the course, not changing the course.
Our policy is to maintain the discipline, to keep our heads, to be cool and calm in the face of the uncertainty that is now presented to Australians in their own budgets, the budgets of the nation, and for their own jobs. They can rely on us to keep our heads and remain calm and stable.
IMF chief economist Geeta Gopinath said the global outlook remains precarious.
With a synchronized slowdown and an uncertain recovery, at 3% growth, there is no room for policy mistakes and an urgent need for policymakers to support growth.
While Australia's growth forecast is higher than the UK, Japan and Germany, it has fallen behind Greece, Spain, the US and New Zealand. However, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the Australian economy will grow faster than any G7 nation except the United States.
And we will ensure a strong economy and a strong budget position, because a strong budget is critical to the economic resilience of the Australian economy as we face these global headwinds.
Except Australia is not a G7 economy, and when compared with the 33 other OECD countries, it actually ranks 19th. Despite challenges in the global economy, Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers says economic problems in Australia are still primarily homegrown.
When Josh Frydenberg tries to blame international conditions for this downgrade today, remember that the Australian downgrade in these new numbers is four times bigger than the downgrade for the other advanced economies as a whole.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese called on the coalition to channel its response to the global financial crisis.
During the GFC, we received advice from Ken Henry. I will remember it. It's been documented in the cabinet. He said, go early, go hard, go households. This government is going slowly, going soft, and going nowhere when it comes to an economic plan.
Scott Morrison hit back.
It is not a time for Labor's policies of panic and crisis when it comes to managing our fiscal environment in these times. We know what the consequences are of Labor's policies of reckless chaos and panic and crisis.
Members on my left.
The coalition concedes most Australians have chosen to save their tax cuts, not spend them as expected. That's proof, says Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers, the government needs to do more now to get the economy moving.
That could be any or all of an increase to Newstart. They could bring forward some of their tax cuts. They could bring forward some infrastructure investment.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, though, isn't fazed.
Some people spend the money and some people save the money. There's no surprise in that. But ultimately, if you are putting the money into paying down your mortgage, that's going to reduce your interest payments. And ultimately, it's a timing question as to when that the rest of the money flows through to the economy.
In economics and politics, timing is everything. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.